Hi, Goodness Church.
Hello.
Yes, I'm wearing slippers because I feel comfortable at home. This is my home. Yes. You can put your feet up, relax, and enjoy the night. You have permission for my slippers. Okay, great start. Hi, everybody. So my name is Naomi, and I'm on staff here at Good News Church. And today we're talking about the secret of repentance. So if you have been reading our devotion, The Secrets of the Secret Place, this week the focus is the secret of repentance. So I'm going to try and do my best to talk about repentance. And I know it's a very touchy subject, but I'm praying right now, Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. God, I pray you will speak through me. Holy Spirit, you speak what you want your people to hear. And Jesus, have your way tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I know repentance is a big deal. I know it's part of the church culture, but I want to set the stage up a little bit for what it really is before I get into what it is. So personally for me, the big picture is at the end of God's story is a big wedding. Jesus is coming back for a bride. And that's what's all about, really, is that Jesus is going to have his inheritance, and his inheritance is that all of us become the bride of Christ, and there's this big wedding that's going to happen at the end of the story. So that's what it is that Jesus is pursuing his bride with so much intimacy and so much love and so much affection, and he's just wooing us like the song we sung. It's a reckless love. He's going out of his way to just woo us into this intimate relationship, and that's what it's all about. So that's the foundation of what I'm going to talk about tonight. And again, we enter into the story by being invited at salvation. So at salvation, we're covered by the blood of Jesus. We repent, we were forgiven, and the blood covers us. And we enter into this almost engagement phase with the Lord, into this wedding. But the story does not end there. Again, Jesus is coming back. So we have this in-between space now till the big wedding when Jesus comes, where it's like, okay, what do we do? And God is using repentance, I believe, to woo us into holiness and to woo us into sanctification. It's not just this thing we do as Christians, but in this in-between where we're not sure what we're doing, the Lord is just saying, hey, I'm coming back for a spotless bride. I'm coming back for a bride without wrinkles. How do we do that? It's through repentance. God is just shaping us and wooing us and helping us wash ourselves and be cleansed through repentance. So when he comes back, we'll have no spots or wrinkles. So repentance gets us into that intimate place where we're actually getting washed by the water of the word. Amen. So again, in his mercy and his kindness, God has provided an avenue for us for deep intimacy with Jesus while we're here on earth. In repentance, we get more and more glance into his glory, into his beauty, into his holiness. And it's really cool because the more you repent, the more your appetite is wet for more holiness and glory and intimacy. It's like this cycle of, oh, you know, I get into this fascination with Jesus and I repent and he's like, oh, come deeper. And then there's more deepness into the Lord. And so it's not this like thing we do and we're done, but it's a deeper relationship into Jesus that we get to miss if we don't get to do it. Amen. So Bob Sorhe, I think that's his name, the guy who wrote the book, he defines repentance as a lifestyle of healthy fear of God and a desire for glorious heights of intimacy with God. So it's the idea that I want nothing in my life or any decision-making process to hinder my relationship with God. Again, this is not just something I get to do, but it's like, oh God, I love you. I want you. You are the object of my affection. And so I don't want anything to hinder that, even my thoughts to hinder it. I want to have pure thoughts. I want my actions to line up with Jesus, because if I don't, then it's going to hinder this deep thing that I want with Jesus. And so again, it's not something I just do, oh God, I repent and we're done. But it's like, God, I love you. I want you. I want your holiness. I want your glory. I want to stay in your beauty. And God, me coming before you and say I'm sorry just gets me into this place of glory with you. Amen. And, you know, people have also said repentance is a complete 180. And that in itself is a behavioral action. But I think repentance goes deeper. It's just this deep love for God to want holiness from him and to be holy as he's holy. So Mike Bickle always says judgment is God removing anything that hinders love. And I believe repentance is me removing anything that hinders me from fully loving God. And that is spiritually, it's my soul, it's my body. So again, if in my soul, mind, will, and emotions, I'm disconnected because I'm having bad thoughts, it's like, God, again, I am removing that thought. I'm making an intentional decision, God, to remove the thoughts and the actions and the soulish realm to connect fully with the lover of my soul, really. So again, think about it. Repentance is God, I love you so much. And there's a cry from your heart that's saying, God, I want more of your holiness. And God, I want to be like you. And the behavioral aspect of it comes naturally. It's not something you have to force to do, where it's like, I'm not trying to be perfect, but God, I love you so much. Your beauty is so much glorious to me that I don't want to be in that place of sin anymore. So what do we repent of? And Bob talks about this in his book too. It is so easy to repent of, oh, I stole something. And okay, I know it's a sin, so you repent. Again, it's like we're so easygoing as Christians. Oh, I lied. I'm going to repent. But he talks about the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the pride and the envy and the hidden sins of the church and the things that we don't really want to talk about. It's the abortion in our nation. It's the disrespect of leadership. It's the things that we don't want to say or we don't want to talk about because we're afraid that if we do, God will actually come into us and cleanse us. And it's painful sometimes. But I think we need to embrace that purity of God into us and allow him to come inside of us to remove those things. So he talks about pride, rebellion, unbelief, envy, selfishness, ambition, the hidden sins of God that keeps us from repenting. Some of us need to repent for thinking that we should never repent anymore because we're already done. You know, there's no such thing. We need to repent from pride that we don't need to repent anymore. Sorry. No, somebody had mentioned that they don't need to repent anymore because they're already saved. And you need to repent from that too. Anyway. Thanks, Carissa. Okay, it's repenting on behalf of our nation. Again, we have so much bloodshed in our nation. And the Lord is saying, who are those who come and cry out for the unborn child? Who are those who cry out for those who can't cry out for themselves? The Lord is really challenging the church. It's time to repent for our nation. And as far as there's still abortion going on, we will still keep repenting. Right? Right? Amen. And repent on behalf of our family. I love that Job made sacrifices and repented for his children. Even he didn't know what they did, but he just went and did it anyway. And I think God has been challenging us as a family. Repent on behalf of your children and your grandchildren and your parents and whoever is in your family. Just go before the Lord. God, I repent for my mom and my dad. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Repent on behalf of your family. So in the book, Bob also talks about how God brings about repentance. And this is what he says. I'll just read it. God will use the fire of circumstances mixed with the fire of his word to reveal our hidden faults. Okay. God will use the fire of circumstances mixed with the fire of his word to reveal the hidden faults in our own hearts. And a lot of times, I think when we go through hard seasons, we're like, oh, you know, I'm struggling or whatever. But I think in those moments where things are really hard, what's inside of us really comes out. And it's humbling when you realize that you're prideful or you're envious, you know, whatever it is. I think it's very humbling. But God will use those things to just dig deep into our hearts. Because again, it's all about, God, I love you and I don't want anything to hinder me from loving Jesus. And he says, as we draw near to the beauty and the glory of him, his kindness brings us to a place of repentance. And I love that. I mean, in the Bible it says God's kindness brings us to repentance. You know, he's recklessly loving us and he wants us to recklessly love him back. The Lord does not use punishment to get us to repent. And I think a lot of times when we go through hard things, we think, oh, God has punished me. But God is not like human beings. He doesn't use punishment to turn us around. There's consequence to behavior. I believe that. But God doesn't punish you for you to repent. It's not true. That's a lie from the enemy. But he shows us his deep desire. He shows me his deep desire and his deep love for me. So I can come back to him and say, God, yes, you are my number one. You are my one thing. And God, I want to go back and gaze upon your beauty again. He doesn't use punishment. I love Psalm 139, verse 24 and 23. 23 and 24, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in your way everlasting. And I think that's a prayer we all need to pray every day. God, search me. God, know what's inside my heart and my mind and my will, my emotions, you know, my spirit, my body, whatever it is. God, help me. Help me see what is hidden that needs to be purged out. I think that's why it's so important to be in the Word. You know, the secrets of the secret place. He talks about be in the Word, pray, be in the presence of the Lord, because that's where He will refine you. That's where He will bring those things out inside of you. So be in the Word so you know what truth is, so it can set you free. So why repentance? And he talks about this in the book. He uses 2 Timothy 2:19-21. And I read it. It says, "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments of special purposes, made holy, useful for the master's work." So basically what he's saying is that if you have the habit of repentance, you get to be used for holiness and for God's good purposes. But those who are not are just instruments for display. They're used for common use. So you don't want to be one who's in the house of God or in the family of God being used to cause destruction or to cause confusion or division or whatever, because you're not in the act of repenting. But rather, you want to be one who's repenting so you can be like gold or silver being used for holiness and for the master's good use. So that's why we repent, because we want to be used for good works in this world. He says, "Repentance from iniquity will cause us to progress forward to more noble purposes in God's great house and would deepen our knowing relationship with Him." So how do we repent? This is pretty simple. I just found this on Google, actually. How do you repent? One, recognize that you've sinned. You know, I think, again, the Holy Spirit, He speaks to us. We know, like, you know, you hang out with your friend, you're having coffee, and this little gossip slips out. You know it's gossip and you need to repent. Or, I don't know, pride, whatever it is. But you know when you sin. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We get convicted. And being able to say, "God, I have sinned." Confess your sin. Be remorseful. Godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance and leads to salvation." Full sozo. Then resolve to make a change. Be intentional about making that choice of, "Okay, God, if I have coffee with my friend, I will not gossip anymore. I will not talk about so-and-so anymore." And the last one is reformation. And the reformation is the intentional choice to actually do something different. So yes, one, you have the intention to change, and reformation is actually the decision to change, the actual action you do to change. Hosea 14:1-4 says, "O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have fallen from your iniquity." So again, it's a full turning. It's that reformation. "God, I will not. And that's what I'm going to do instead." 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and heal their land." Again, that's an action. It's not just, "I'm not going to do something. What are you going to do instead?" There's a turning. There's a seeking God's face. There's a prayer, there's a humility, there's something else you do in replace of that sin. When I was preparing for this, I was asking God what He wanted to really say, and this is what I'm going to close with and read a few verses. But He was saying, a lot of us are trying to live a holy life without true love for the Holy One. And that produces a religious spirit. But He said, when we love the Holy One, our heart, our soul, our spirit are continually wooed by Him, producing a natural response to pursue holiness. And I think, again, we live in this world where we base things on behavior, outward performance, and the Lord is wanting a deeper work inside of us. If we cannot live a life of holiness if we don't love the Holy One, it doesn't work. And so I think something we need to start with is even repenting for not loving God the way we should, so we can be truly in love with the One who is holy, so we can be holy. I'm going to read a few verses about repentance, and then we can pray. I know it was quick. Sorry, guys. 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Acts 3:19, "Repent then and turn to the Lord, so your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Proverbs 28:13, "Whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." Matthew 3:8, "Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And I'm going to read Psalm 51 because I love David's prayer of repentance when Nathan came to him. And the thing that stood out between Saul and David was that David was quick to repent and Saul wasn't. And Saul ended up, we know where he ended up, but David was a man after God's heart. Not because he was perfect, but he was quick to repent. Can we stand? We're going to stand and just posture your hearts before the Lord as I read this. God wants to refine us today. He wants us to make him the lover of our soul. He wants us to go back. Jesus, you're our first love. I want to go back to him, making him the first place. First things first is Jesus. And God, we love you. We want to set our hearts before you, God. Psalm 51, have mercy on me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when we speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart. Create in us, Jesus, a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your gracious spirit. Then I'll teach the transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. God, we come before you tonight, Jesus. The response tonight is you and Jesus. So get before him and talk to Jesus. Ask him to search your heart. God, we repent for trying to be holy but not loving the Holy One. God, we set our face before you tonight and we say we love you, God. We love the Holy One, Jesus. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be holy like you, Holy God. God, we repent of any pride, God. We repent for our nation, God. We repent for our families, God. God, mark us, God. Mark us with your love and intimacy, God. May we be ones who rapidly repent and respond to Jesus. Search me, O God. Come on, guys, cry out. Search me, O God. Search me, O God. Search us, God. Go inward. Go inward, God. Cleanse us, God. Because we want to love you, Lord. We want to love you, God. We want to love you, Jesus, with all of our hearts, God. And we want nothing to hinder our love for you, Jesus. So, God, search me. God, purify me. God, search me, God. See you face to face, God. We want nothing to hinder our love for you, God. We want nothing to hinder us from gazing on your beauty and your glory, Jesus. We want nothing to hinder us from gazing on your beauty, Jesus. So God, wash us clean tonight, God. We want to be a bride that is spotless, God. We want to be a bride with no wrinkles, God. So wash us with the water of your word tonight, Jesus. Face to face, God. We want to encounter you, Jesus, every day, Lord. We want to be people who have rapid repentance in our lives, God. We don't want to hold back anymore, Lord. God, help us, Lord. Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Help me, Lord. God is pointing on. What is God touching right now? Start repenting of it. Make decisions to walk away and never go back. Cry out to God to wash you. A godly, sorrowless repentance. God, wash us, God. God, renew a right spirit within me, Lord. God, renew a right spirit within us, Lord. You want to be holy like you're holy, Jesus. You want to be humble and pray for our nation. You want to love our neighbor as ourselves, God. You want to be intimate with Jesus. You want to know him more and more, God. Every addiction, every sin, Lord, we say no more.